open the Word of God with me to Isaiah chapter 27 and verse 1. Today we're going to be talking about why do bad things happen to godly people? The Bible has so many principles and so many examples that are written for our instruction and are written for our admonition. And I'm not talking about just having a season of bad things to happen in your life. Everybody has a bad season that happens to them. I mean, that's life. I don't know of anybody that can go through life and not have some bad things happen. But what I'm talking about in this series is when the godly are trying to live godly, but they just have bad thing happen after bad thing happen. I'm not even talking about that principle that says that all who live godly in this perverse generation will experience persecution. That's a given in and of itself. But I'm talking about people that are trying to put one foot forward in the kingdom of God, but all of a sudden you get knocked two steps back. I'm talking about when you're trying to walk in victory, but you just keep getting sucker punched. I'm talking about those who are trying to claim their blessing right now, but just can't seem to claim it. I'm talking about those who are trying to get advanced and get forward and to live in the high calling of Christ Jesus that He's given to you, but you just can't quite do it. Why do those kinds of bad things keep happening to godly people over and over again? You know, there's a group in the Bible, in the New Testament, that the Apostle Paul identified this way. He said that there are some people who were always learning, but never able to grasp the knowledge of the truth. Why does that bad kind of thing happen to a godly person? Why was somebody always trying to grab and grasp hold of the principles and the knowledge of the truth, but just can't get it? Well, I want to talk to you today about what's called the hidden spirit principle. The hidden spirit principle. There is a very real possibility that most of us, if not all of us, have had or will have hidden demonic spirits in our life that are undetected by us, unknown to us, and they are promoting the bad things happening in our life. In Isaiah chapter 27, I want to introduce you to one of these hidden spirits. In Isaiah chapter 27, before I go there, in Psalm 46 verse 4, in Psalm 46, verse 4, it tells us that there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. Now, when you read this, King David is symbolically speaking of streams and rivers being places where the presence and the power of God flows freely. David says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High. Now, Jesus said, if any man, woman, boy, or girl ever gets thirsty, then that man, woman, boy, or girl needs to come to Jesus and drink. And out of the drinking of the Holy Spirit will flow rivers of living waters from your innermost beings. But you know, there's a hidden spirit that wants to block the flow of God flowing from your life. There are hidden spirits that wants to block and lurks underneath the flow of God, the move of God that's keeping you from that breakthrough, that's keeping you from that abundance. Whenever a person is filled with the Holy Spirit and the fullness of God's power is beginning to flow in their life, there will always be opposition from demonic powers lurking nearby. I want you to notice what King David says in Psalm 104, verse 26. He's already said there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God. the holy dwelling places of the Most High. And then look at, what's that first word in Psalm 104, verse 26? It's the word there. Where is there? Where the streams and the rivers are flowing. The streams and the rivers of the presence and the power and the provision and the prosperity of God. There the ships move along, and look at this, and Leviathan. And Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. Today I want to introduce you to the first of the four hidden spirits that's lurking underneath the waters, the streams, the flow of Almighty God. And his name is Leviathan. And Leviathan wants to confuse you. Leviathan wants to confuse you. Now, in Isaiah chapter 27 and verse 1, I want you to notice what the prophet said. It says, in that day, the Lord will punish whom? Leviathan. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If there is a hidden spirit, and there is, there's coming a day when God's going to punish that hidden spirit. And he calls him the fleeing serpent. With his fierce and great and mighty sword, even Leviathan, the twisted spirit, he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea. Can somebody say amen? You know, sometimes in the natural, God will speak to you about the supernatural. Jesus utilized that form of teaching more than anything else. It was called a parable. He would take a natural story and he would throw along beside it a spiritual truth and application. Well, at our house, we have Marie told me the official name of it, and then I'll give you the Bubba name of it. The official name of it is an Italian cypress. An Italian cypress grows basically straight up and down. And the Bubba word for it is a pencil tree. I call it a pencil tree. It grows straight up and down like a pencil. It's got kind of like evergreen, wintergreen type branches on it. They're beautiful things. But we discovered something in the natural not long ago with one of our Italian cypresses that God has spoken prophetically and powerfully to me in the supernatural. Our Italian cypress has what's called bagworms. Now, the bagworms, they are hidden. You can't really see them with casual observation. And with the casual observation, what you'll look at is it looks like there are developing, they look like Christmas ornament bags. They're just kind of camouflaged. They're kind of natural. They're just on that. And then you begin to look and see that. But then all of a sudden, if you watch it over a period of time, you'll notice two things. You'll notice that there's some brown sheddings around the base of it. And then you begin to notice some dying and deadening spots from the inside, the center of it. The outside still looks green, but here's what happens. When you look at those bags carefully, you'll notice a little worm sticks its head out. And the little worm sticks his head out is there. That's his camouflage. That's its covering. That's its protection. But while you're not watching, if you get close to it, it'll go back into that bag. If you put your finger on it, it'll go back into that bag, hoping to remain undetected. But while you're not looking at it or while you're not dealing with it, it is ravaging the life right out of that Italian cypress. And if you don't deal with the hidden worm inside, it'll kill it. Well, God spoke to me prophetically from the natural and said that one of the reasons that bad things are happening to our people is that we've got a hidden spirit called Leviathan. And Leviathan's main thing is he wants to confuse. He wants to confuse. There are four words that you might want to write down that will help you to understand about Leviathan as a hidden spirit. The first word that you might want to write down is just the word identity. Let's look, and let me just tell you briefly. We're not going to look at the other three hidden spirits today because God is going to deal mightily with Leviathan today. He is going to take this hidden spirit, expose it, and deal with it in your life if you're prepared to deal with it, all right? Identity. Leviathan in the Bible was a large and a very cruel reptile. It was hostile to people. We learn the most about Leviathan from Job 41. And what we learn from Job 41 is that Leviathan lived but was hidden out of sight beneath the water. It was hidden and always out of sight beneath the water. But every now and then it'd raise its ugly head and scare the daylights out of the people. Now what is water in the scripture? Water is a symbol of the Word of God. Water is a symbol of the Spirit of God. Water is also a symbol for humanity. And whenever you see water in the scripture, when there is a spiritual application to it, when there's a supernatural picture to it, it'll either be talking about humanity, the Spirit and the power and the presence and the flow of God, or it's talking about water being a reflection of what's going on in heaven. A water reflects what's going on above it. Now, Leviathan, being a large, giant reptile, lurks underneath the water. It wants to lurk and tries to live underneath where the Word of God is being preached, where the Word of God is being proclaimed. It wants to lurk and live and do its business where the Spirit of God and the presence of God and the prosperity of God and the favor of God is moving among His people. And just when the power is moving, just when the Word is moving, just when the prosperity is within reach, then the Leviathan, like the bagworm, will ugly his rear head and take some life from you. And that is the identity that we find about it. And that Isaiah talks about him in chapter 27. And Revelation talks about Leviathan. Well, what's the meaning of Leviathan? If God has used it to speak of this giant reptile that wants to hinder the move of God and His activity on the earth, then what is the meaning of it? Well, we find it in Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. Look at what we find in Isaiah 27:1. You see the word twisted? That is the literal meaning of the word Leviathan. Leviathan is a twisting spirit. And the first point that you see is that Leviathan wants to confuse you. And so how does he do that? Whenever the Word of God is moving, whenever the Spirit of God is moving, Leviathan takes and twists the Word in your mind. Leviathan takes and twists the truth in your mind. And it makes you think something that's a lie is really the truth. It twists the way that you see things. It twists the way that you hear things. How do we apply that? We see the word identity, if you keep in notes. We see the meaning. It means twisted. But let's talk about application. What's the application that we need to make about Leviathan today? Well, Leviathan seeks to block and hinder the flow of God's Spirit by twisting and confusing the truth in your mind. In 1 Corinthians 14, we are told that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of all the saints of all of the ages. You see, the spirit of Python was in the Garden of Eden. The spirit of Leviathan was in the Garden of Eden to hinder or block the flow of God's purpose for the human race. And here was Adam and Eve. They had heard clearly what God had said. Adam had heard directly from God. Eve had heard indirectly from God, from Adam. But what did the spirit of Leviathan do? He wove his way right up into her presence and in her mind. And then the spirit of Leviathan takes something that God has said and then twists it in her mind. Has God really said that? Did God really say this? And then all of a sudden, here Eve is, for the first time in her life, she's heard a question mark around something God has said. Where did that come from? It didn't come from within her. She was a perfect being. She had no fall. She had no sin nature. She had nothing on the inside to make her question what God had said or be confused about it. But here the spirit of confusion came and twisted the truth of God's word. And every single one of us bear the consequences of the spirit of Leviathan to this day in her life. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The spirit of Leviathan was not only in the Garden of Eden, but we need to ask ourselves, how can we tell if the spirit of Leviathan is at work in our life? Would you like to know the answer to that? Well, here's the way it happens. Something is said from the Word of God by the man of God. And before you can hear it, the spirit of Leviathan twists that truth in your mind. And what you hear is not what God said, but what the spirit of Leviathan wants you to hear and wants you to understand. Let me bring it home a little more practically for you. Your spouse says something. And before you hear it, Leviathan twists what your spouse says, and all of a sudden, you looking for war. How dare you say, I didn't say that. Now, can I get a witness? I can tell by the nervous laughter and the nervous thing that some of you had Leviathan in your home recently. That how many of you men, let's go with you men first. How many of you men, you thought you said one thing, but your wife heard you say something else? All right, women. How many of you have said something, and before it got out of your mouth, your husband heard something else or nothing at all? Yeah, you understand. Where does that come from? I mean, by and large, men and women, they want to dwell together in unity and harmony. But Leviathan doesn't want you to. Leviathan wants to confuse you. And the way that Leviathan does that is by twisting. You see, that's what Isaiah called him. He says, the twisted servant. What about parents? Parents, you ever said something... and before your children hear it, all of a sudden, what are you talking about? What do you mean saying that to me? And how many of you children or grandchildren, you think you're saying one thing, and all of a sudden your parents or grandparents are hearing something else? It gets twisted. And all of a sudden, when it's twisted, then Python sleezes in there and chokes the breath out of that, and squeezes the life out of that. And before long, bitterness comes in there, and offense is taking place, and hatred and division and strife is all over it. Well, let's talk about the operation of it. You see the application of it. Let me talk about the operation or the characteristics of it. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1, gives us the chief characteristic or the chief mode of operation of the spirit of Leviathan, the twisted spirit. Look at Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. It says, in that day the Lord will punish the Leviathan. Now look at this. The what? What kind of serpent? The fleeing serpent. Now whenever Leviathan has been twisting the truth in your mind long enough, he convinces you that you need to flee from the flow of God. He convinces you you need to flee. You need to move away from the move of God, the Word of God, where God has been meeting you in power and truth and the Word. And all of a sudden, you want to flee from that place, from that presence, from that flow, from that move of God. Beloved, can I tell you that God has been giving us a fresh flow of the Spirit of God here? But I'll guarantee you, if you look carefully, you'll see a little worm sticking its head out of that bag, trying to block the flow of God in the realm of the supernatural and trying to twist things in people's minds about what the man of God says from the Word of God, so that what you end up hearing is not what God says, but what Leviathan wants you to hear. Let me show you how that works. A believer will become so twisted in what the Word of God says, they'll flee from their covenant relationship with God or with the church where their covenant relationship is. Let me bring it home a little more carefully for you. A spouse will become so twisted in what the Word of God actually says, and they will flee from their covenant responsibilities in a marriage. And they'll feel justified in wanting a divorce where there are no biblical grounds for a divorce. What about this? A child, a son or a daughter will become so twisted in their mind about what's being said by parents or grandparents or by what Scripture says or doesn't say. They'll become so twisted by that they will flee the covenant relationship with their parents, and the Bible calls this becoming prodigal. What was it in Luke's gospel where the prodigal son, what did he do? He came to his father and said, I can't wait for you to die. As a matter of fact, I wish you were dead today. And since I can't wait until you die, I want you to go ahead and give me my portion of my inheritance. I'm tired of living under your rules. I'm tired of living under your influence. But I want my portion of money that belongs to me. And the dad gave it to him. And the prodigal left home. And you know, the interesting thing about this is after he'd went and wasted his inheritance on riotous living, eating with the pigs, your Bible says this: he came to his senses. His mind became untwisted. You know, hunger in the world will go a long way to untwisting a devil's knot in your mind. How many of the parents become so twisted by Leviathan that they think that they got to stand between their prodigal children and God? And they serve as a barrier between them, and they won't ever let their mind become untwisted. And they never get hungry. And they never experience the inevitable consequences of leaving their covenant relationship. Do you get the idea that Leviathan wants to confuse you by twisting the truth in your mind and then creating in you a desire to flee from the flow of God, from the presence of God, from the Spirit of God, from the prosperity of God, from the provision of God. There was one time years and years and years ago, I was preaching, I was going about 750 words a minute with gust up to 1,000. And I was trying to articulate a point like this, about the Word of God being quick and powerful and sharper than His sword, as a discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. You know that Hebrews passage. And what I was trying to say is, oftentimes when there is a breakthrough about to come, that again, I'm talking 1,000 words a minute here, then I say, people often get a bad case of the runs. Well, everybody realized that a bad case of the runs, and what I was trying to say is that you run away from the Word of God, from the presence of God, from the breakthrough that God has for you. Well, that's the spirit of Leviathan. It flees. It causes you to want to flee and run away from responsibility. It causes you to want to flee and run away from blessing. It causes you to want to flee and run away from the presence of God. But also, here's what he does. The spirit of Leviathan comes in and does this twisting, confusing, distorting work in your mind and in your heart. And then he'll just slither away. And you not know that that's where it's at. Because if you know that it's Leviathan that's doing that, you can crush his head. And you can get him out of your life. Well, I became so overwhelmed today that there are people that have been twisted by Leviathan. They've become so confused in their life that the fleeing aspect of that is so at work in them that God said, this is where we want to give the invitation. This is where we want to give you the opportunity to be free from it. Well, how do you get free from Leviathan? Well, the thing that you need to know about it is Leviathan is a ranking spirit, and in the natural, you can never get rid of it. In your own human strength, you can never be free from it. It takes something more powerful than you. It takes something more powerful than me. It takes something more powerful than Leviathan. And he tells us what it is in chapter 27, verse 1. He says, in that day, the Lord will punish Leviathan. The Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with his fierce and great and mighty what? Sword. What's he talking about here? Paul tells us about it in Ephesians. He says that we need to take on the whole armor of God. When you put on the helmet of salvation, when you put on the breastplate of righteousness, when you put on the shoes of peace, when you gird yourself with the belt of truth, then you take up the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, which is the Word, the Rhema of God. And the Word, the Rhema of God, is when God speaks to you and shows you that hidden spirit sticking his head out in your marriage, sticking his head out in your job, sticking his head out in your family, sticking his head out in your devotions, sticking his head out in your life, and is going to retreat and go back into hiding. But you take the Word of God, the Rhema that you've heard today, and you crush its head off by the power of God. In that day, and I believe today is the day, God is going to destroy the spirit of Leviathan from your life. David led us this morning in singing, I'm going to get my blessing right now. Who's going to get their blessing right now? Who's going to take the sword of the Spirit? Who's going to take the Word of God? Who's going to take the shield of faith and say, I'm not running from my responsibilities. I'm not going to let division come in and confusion come in and Python come in and choke the life out of me. I'm going forward with the grace of God, with a sword in my hand and the Word coming out of my mouth. Somebody needs to praise His name today. I believe that as I've been speaking, the Spirit of God has been saying, that's it. That's it for you. But the spirit of Leviathan is saying, he don't know what he's talking about. Spirit of Leviathan has been so twisting in your mind, said, that's crazy. Don't you listen to that. Well, which one are you going to believe today? Why do bad things happen to godly people? There's a hidden spirit principle, and there's sometimes a hidden spirit that's gained access into our life that twist the truth in our mind. You know, religion is as great a partner with Leviathan as any immoral activity. Religion and the Pharisees were eaten up by the spirit of Leviathan. The Pharisees had the truth standing right in front of them. But yet, they would rather be in bondage to their ritual than in experience the freedom and the life that God had for them. And so religion has so twisted man's thinking about the things of God. That we come up with well-sophisticated and well-designed and wonderfully articulated schemes that says that miracles don't happen today. That says that the things that you read in this book are just history. They're not relevant today. And you know, when you are trained in that, when you are indoctrinated in that, and when you are influenced by that, then everything else you read in the Word, you say, yeah, that's true. That was then. This is now. What was then doesn't happen now. But oh my goodness, whenever you recognize Leviathan has been twisting the truth in your mind, and you be willing to stand up and let God be true and let everyone else be a liar, then you'll take this sword and you'll cut its head off. Amen? So, husbands and wives, you're tired of being misunderstood? You're tired of saying what you think you're saying, but the other one's hearing what Leviathan wants them to hear? Parents and children, would you rather live in harmony or you want to keep living in division? And let's step up with the Word of God, the sword of God, and cut off the head of Leviathan today. So I'm going to ask you in just about 2 minutes or less to stand to your feet. And while you're standing to your feet, if you want to cut the head of Leviathan off with the Word of God, then I'm going to invite you to come and do that.
You've been listening to a message from Truth Tabernacle of Praise. We encourage you to explore the many sermons available on our website, www.truthtabernacle.net. If you'd like more information and you're listening in the United States, please call 404-297-7700. That's 404-297-7700. Or send an email to info@truthtabernacle.net. Again, that's info@truthtabernacle.net. We would love to hear about how this message has encouraged you in some way. For those living around or visiting the Metro Atlanta area, we invite you to attend in person. You'll find the music refreshing and the people friendly and inviting. Join us for worship this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Truth Tabernacle of Praise is located at 5705 Memorial Drive in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you.